This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflections series, and it's from Surah Al-Baqarah. وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. Give glad tidings to those who believe and do righteous deeds, that they will have gardens in paradise with rivers flowing beneath them. This verse addresses the ultimate reward for belief and righteous deeds. The first point of reflection is that the good news of paradise awaiting those who believe and do righteous deeds is one of a combination of both belief and righteous deeds. That's what the good news is for. Paradise is awaiting those who believe and also do righteous deeds, not just those who believe. And this combination of belief and righteous deeds is repeated throughout the Quran. And this emphasizes that belief alone is not enough. To consider hijab or prayer, fasting, etc., as external acts which we don't need to focus on, that's a big mistake. These external acts are in fact proof of the existence of faith when they're done sincerely. They're like the kernel and the shell of a nut. The shell on the outside protects the kernel. Once you leave that shell, break it, and expose the kernel will go bad. So the claim that my Islam is in my heart, not worn on my chest like a badge. Some people say this. This is false. This is an incorrect statement. In fact, it is an excuse for not doing what Islam requires. The second point of reflection is that righteous deeds are the natural product of true belief. That's really the fact of the matter. If you don't have true belief, then all these issues of it's external and I don't have to prove to people my belief is in my heart and all this. That's when the righteous deeds that people do are not the natural product of true faith. Because if true faith is there, then the righteous deeds are just going to happen. They necessitate righteous deeds. Otherwise, the verbal claim of belief remains only empty words. And the third point of reflection is that difficult, trying times can cause people to disbelieve and to do evil deeds. In our times of weakness and doubt and pressure, distress, etc., people may question, is there a God? If there's a God, why is this happening to me? You know, these kinds of questions that come. So we may be tempted by difficulty to express disbelief. But we should remember the divine promise of paradise is for belief and good deeds. Not just for belief, but belief and good deeds. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha